or Radio Catskill.
Support comes from Tavern on Main, a neighborhood bar and grill on Main Street in Jeffersonville, featuring local American fare, Saturday and Sunday brunch, and Thursday trivia nights. Menu and hours online at tavernonmainny.com. WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
And we kicked off just then with the sound of Mr. Fox with his characteristic bark.
Hello there, you're all very welcome to the Wackaloo the Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill. And today we begin a series of six or eight choices of songs about British and Irish animals. Starting today with the fox, and we'll continue with deer and hares and whales and more in the coming weeks. Also, we wipe the dust off another selection of folk albums from my ancient vinyl collection, recently inspected for the first time in many a long year, and we have new music. But first, from my backyard, I've been hearing the larks singing, so I think we ought to kick off with The Lark in the Morning from Steel Eye Span.
It's the fine dewy morning.
Oh, the lark in the morning, she rises from her nest, and she mounts in the air with the dew on her breast. And like the pretty ploughboy, she'll whistle and sing, and at night she'll return to her own nest again. Well, here's the thing. It's not the female bird that rises high into the air to sing, it's the male. I wonder how that misunderstanding came about. The Lark in the Morning from Steeleye's band from their 1971 second album, Pleased to See the King. Now, I've been checking on my vinyl. Originally bought way back in the late 1960s and into the 70s and early 80s, these albums have followed me around as I've moved, and now everything is all mixed up and covered in dust. But this morning I had another look and found what seems to be a typical mixture. There was Joni Mitchell's Mingus, Angel's Egg from Gong, The Pretender from Jackson Browne, Isaac Pellman conducting Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D, Opus 60, Staircase from Keith Jarrett, Ted Hawkins on the Boardwalk, and three folk albums, from Clive Gregson and Christine Collister, from Steeleye Span again, and from Nick Jones. So let's hear a track from each. It's All Just Talk from Clive Gregson and Christine Collister, Dogs and Ferrets from Steeleye Span, and Barrack Street from Nick Jones.
To view the habitation, up jumped a hare them in my keeping. To catch those hares that run by night while the gamekeepers lie sleeping.
She had not gone a long way in when something caught her running. So loudly then I heard her cry, for she knew the dogs were coming.
I keep my dogs and I keep my ferrets, I have them in my keeping. To catch those hares that run by night while the gamekeepers lie sleeping.
I took my knife all in my hand so quick before to pawned her. She was one of the female kind. How glad I was I'd caught her.
I keep my dogs and I keep my ferrets, I have them in my keeping. To catch those hares that run by night while the gamekeepers lie sleeping.
Then I'll go down to some alehouse near and I'll drink that hare quite mellow. I'll spend a crown and a merry crown too and say I'm a right good fellow.
I keep my dogs and I keep my ferrets, I have them in my
sailors all come lend an ear, come listen to me song. A trick of late was played on me and it won't detain you long. I come from sea the other day and a girl I chanced to meet. All my friends will be expecting me to a dance in Barrack Street. I said, my young fair maid, I cannot dance so well. Besides, I happen to Windsor bound where all my friends do dwell. In see, the past 2 years have saved up £30. My friends will be expecting me this night in Windsor Town. Well, if you cannot dance, me love, then you shall stand a treat. Have a glass or two of brandy and there's something for to eat. At 6 o'clock this evening, oh, I'll meet you off the train. So don't forget to give a call when you come to town again. At 8 o'clock that evening then the drinking did begin. And when we all had drunk our fill the dancing did begin. Me and me love danced all around to a merry tune. Says me dear, let us retire to a chamber alone. So dancing being over and to bed we did repair. And there I fell fast asleep, the truth I will declare. Me darling with me £30 gold watch and chain had fled. Left me here poor Jack alone, stark naked in bed. So I looked all around me and there's nothing I could spy. But a woman's shirt and apron all on the bed did lie. I wrung me hands and tore me hair, crying, oh, what shall I do? Fare you well, sweet Windsor town, I'm sure I'll never see you. Everything being silent in the hour of 12 o'clock. I put on this shirt and apron and I steered for Cronin's Wharf. The captain says, now Jack, I thought you were to Windsor bound. You might have got a better suit than that for £30. I might have got a better suit if I'd have got the chance. I met a girl in Barrack Street, she took me to a dance. I danced me own destruction, now I'm struck from head to feet. Swear that I won't go no more down in Barrack Street. So all of you young sailor lads, a warning take from me. And beware of all your company when you go out on a spree. And keep clear of Barrack Street or else you'll rue the day. In a woman's shirt and apron or they'll ring you out for sea.
From the shelves of my 50-year-old dusty vinyl, first, It's All Just Talk from Clive Gregson and Christine Collister. This 1987 live album is called Home and Away. And Clive Gregson went on to play with Richard Thompson in his band, and he also played in Nancy Griffith's band for a number of years and wrote some of her hits. Then Steel Eye Span from their sixth album from 1975, Commoner's Crown, we heard Dogs and Ferrets. And then for one of the great folk albums of all time, Penguin Eggs from Nick Jones, 1980, we heard Barrack Street. And you know, looking at those vinyl covers on a 12-inch album, there's so much room for designing an attractive and informative sleeve, so much space. But often the type they've chosen to use is just so tiny, it's almost impossible to read. In a way, it's kind of understandable on a CD where there's so little space, but on a 12-inch album? And on an album, why use tiny type, italic type in, say, gold on brown, where you can hardly read it? Anyway, more rummaging through the dusty old vinyl another time. Coming up next, after the break, here on the Waggaloda Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, the first of our sets of songs about British and Irish animals. As we continue our folk musical exploration of songs about British and Irish animals here on the Waggaloda Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we come to whales and perhaps dolphins, if we can find some dolphin songs. Inevitably, this will include songs about whaling, like fox hunting and inexplicably cruel business. So please join me for songs about whales next Sunday afternoon at 3. Songs about the fox. In North America, both the red fox and the silver fox are familiar country creatures. In Britain, there's just the one kind of fox, the red fox, with many myths and legends attached, as well as causing what we might call practical problems. In rural areas, the red fox is a familiar pest of domestic fowl, turkeys, ducks, chickens, that sort of thing. As we shall hear, let's see what Daddy Fox is getting up to with the witches of Eastwick.
Daddy Fox went out on a chilly night with a ling-dong-dilly-dong-kairahami, praying for the moon to give him light with a ling-dong-dilly-dong-kairahami. Hey, for holly, for la, for lero, hey, for holly, ro, lero, lay. Up jumped John, ringing on his bell with a ling-dong-dilly-dong-kairahami. He ran till he came to a great big pen with a ling-dong-dilly-dong-kairahami. and ducks and geese they lay therein.
With a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me. Hey for holly, for la, for lero, hey for lero, lero, ling. Up jumped John, a ringing on his bell with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
He grabbed the grey goose by the neck
with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
Threw a little dog a haul across his back
with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me. Hey for holly, for la, for lero, hey for lero, lero, ling. Up jumped John, a ringing on his bell with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
Old Mrs. Flipper Flopper jumped out of bed
with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
Through the window she stuck a little head
with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me. Hey for holly, for la, for lero, hey for lero, lero, ling. Up jumped John, a ringing on his bell with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
And John rode up to the top of the hill
with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
He blew his little horn both loud and shrill
with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me. Hey for holly, for la, for lero, hey for lero, lero, ling. Up jumped John, a ringing on his bell with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
The fox went back to his cozy den
with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
Little ones were there, there were 8, 9 and 10.
With a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me. Hey for holly, for la, for lero, hey for lero, lero, ling. Up jumped John, a ringing on his bell with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me. The fox and his wife without any strife with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
Cut up the goose with a fork and a knife
with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me. Hey for holly, for la, for lero, hey for lero, lero, ling. Up jumped John, a ringing on his bell with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo me.
Hey for holly, for la,
for lero, hey for lero, lero, ling. Up jumped John, a ringing on his bell with a ling dong dilly dong Cairo.
Daddy Fox from the Witches of Eastwick from their album Women Folk. I think we can safely say that the fox has the upper hand in that situation. And in many British cities and towns, foxes have moved out of the countryside into the suburbs and subdivisions, where they're adapting well to life alongside people. My dad, who lived in the outer London suburbs, used to feed them, and even determined which were their favourite sausages. Yes, well, he took it all a bit far. Anyway, moving right along, we're now going to hear two versions of the same song. The song is called Renadine, and Renadine is a werefox, kind of like a werewolf, only a fox. And he lures beautiful women to his castle, where their fate is usually not specified, but, shall we say, implied. First we'll hear the version from Fairport Convention, Sandy Denny taking the lead, and then we'll hear a very different version from Show of Hands, Renadine.
Be simple, my kind. should look for me a house you'll not me find, for I'll be in my castle in quiet. Sun and dark, she followed him. His teeth did brightly shine, and he led her over mountains. Did that slide?
One evening as I rambled among the springing thyme, I overheard a young woman converse with her ragtime. Her hair was black, her eyes were blue, her lips were ruby wine, and he smiled as he looked upon them. Did the sly bold rain a She said, young man, be civil, my company forsake, but to my I fear you are some rake. Oh no, I am no rake, he cries, brought up in Venus' train, but I'm searching for concealment, oh, from the judge's man. Former dive as she fell into his arms, all on the mountainside. They had not kissed but once or twice when she came to again, and so modestly she asked him, pray tell me your name. If by chance you look for me, by chance you'll not me find, for I'll be in my green castle. Inquire for rain a time. Day and night she followed him, his teeth so white did shine, and he led her over the mountains. Did the slide bow? Thank you.
Okay, two dramatically different versions of Renadine, the song about the weird fox who lures maidens to his castle. First, from the great classic album Legion Leaf, 1969, Fairport Convention, and then from Show of Hands with their version of Renadine from their classic 2003 album Country Life. Not quite sure if being waylaid by a weir fox quite comes under the heading of country life, but still. Now, two songs about the fox hunt itself. Hunting animals with dogs, hunting hares, foxes, otters, deer, that sort of thing, seems to me to be a despicable so-called sport, which is now banned in Britain. But first, from the Watersons, Dido Bendigo. These are the names of two of the hounds involved in the particular hunt that's the subject of the song. The hounds are all listed in the chorus. And then from Brass Monkey, The Fox Hunt.
As I was a-walking one morning last autumn, I've overheard some noble fox hunting between some noble men and the Duke of Wellington. So early before the day was dawning,
there was Dido Bendigo, gentry he was there, oh, traveller. He never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Bonnie Lass and Jover. These were the hounds that could find him.
Well, the first fox being young and his trials just beginning, he's made straight away for his cover. He's run up yon highest hill and gone down yon lowest gill, thinking that he'd find his freedom there forever.
There was Dido Bendigo, gentry he was there, oh, traveller. He never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Bonnie Lass and Jover. These were the hounds that could find him.
Well, the next fox being old and his trials fast a-dawning, he's made straight away for the river. Well, the fox, he has jumped in, but now jumped after him. It was Traveller who strided him forever.
There was Dido Bendigo, gentry he was there, oh, Traveller. He never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Bonnie Lass and Jover. These were the hounds that could find him.
Well, they've run across the plain, but they've soon returned again. The fox nor the hounds never failing. It's been just 12 months today since I heard the squire say, "Act forward, then, me brave hounds, forever."
There was Dido Bendigo, gentry he was there, oh, traveller. He never looked behind him. There was Countess Rover, Bonnie Lass and Jover. These were the hounds that could find him.
Gentlemen of high renown, come listen unto me. That take delight in fox hunting by every degree. The story now I'll tell to you concerning of a fox. All rise from hills and mountains high and over stony rocks. Hounds, we
made him for to prick his ears and tread upon the ground. Methink me hear some jubal hound pressing upon my thigh. Before the prey to me shall come and tread upon the ground. We hunted full 4 hours or more on Cumberbuck Green. Oh, if you'll only spare my life, I promise unfulfilled. I'll touch no more of your feathered pound or lamb in yonder fold.
Okay, first we heard the Watersons from their album, also called The Watersons, from 1966. We heard Dido Bendigo, always used to be a big favourite in British folk clubs because of its very singable chorus. And then Brass Monkey with The Fox Hunt from their second album, See How It Runs, from 1986. Putting the brass with the traditional music had rarely been done before Brass Monkey took it on. And now, finally, from Ireland, Sweeney's Men with Reynard the Fox. Another song about the hunts, but with a great turnabout twist at the end.
Was in this country. The King's County gentlemen o'er hills, vales, and rocks, they rode out so joyfully in search of a fox.
Tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
When Reynard was started, he faced Tullamore and Arklow and Wicklow along the seashore. We kept his brush in view every yard of the way, and if straight he made his course through the streets of Rosbray.
Tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
But Reynard, sleigh Reynard, lay hid there that night, and we swore we would watch him until the daylight. Next morning early the hills did resound with the sweet smell of horses and the sweet cry of hounds.
Tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, tally ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
When Reynard was started, he faced to the hollow where none but the footmen and hounds they could follow. The gentleman cried, watch him, what will we do? If the rocks do not stop him, he will cross Killaloo.
Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
When Reynard was captured, his wishes to fulfill, he sent for pen and paper and ink to write his will. And what he made mention of, we found it no prank, for he gave us a check on the National Bank.
Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
Oh, to you, Mr. Casey, I leave my whole estate, and to you, Mr. Johnson, my money and my place. I give to you, Sir Monaghan, my whip, spurs and cap, for you jump hedge and ditches and there look for a gap.
Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
That's one of the great Irish bands, Sweeney's Men, with Reynard the Fox from 1968. And they were, at that stage, Andy Irvine, Johnny Moynihan, and Terry Woods, who later turned up in Steel Ice Band as well as in The Pogues. And a nice turn at the end, don't you think? The fox addresses the huntsman. When Reynard was captured, his wishes to fulfil, he sent for pen and paper and ink to write his will. And what he made mention of, we found it no thank, for he gave us a cheque on the National Bank. Oh, to you, Mr. Casey, I leave my whole estate, and to you, Mr. Johnson, my money and my plate. I give to you, Sir Monaghan, my whip, spurs and cap, for you jumped hedge and ditches and never looked for a gap.
After the break, here on the Wacky Little Monkeys, new and recent music. Talking foxes. You know, there's probably enough songs featuring talking foxes and talking horses and talking hares to make up a whole hour. Right, recent releases, and we're going to hear another track from the new album from Lisa.
Hi there, I'm
Angela
Page.
Diva,
I do a show called Folk Plus, and I do it right before Graham's Wagon
and
Motor
is not, it's your regular.
So if you're listening now, you're probably a folk fan.
The guitar kind
and
of
if
an
you
album.
Want to hear
this
clever
is
lyrics,
Crow from Lisa
memorable
Knapp
melodies,
Diva.
All wound
the album
around
is Hinterland.
One theme, check out my show Folk Plus, 2 o'clock on Sundays.
Sitting in yon high
Groundbreaking music from Lisa Knapp and Jerry Deva from their new album Hinterland, just out, and that was Hawk and Crow. Next up is Ian A. Anderson, the man who pretty much single-handedly popularized American country blues in Britain. Later in life, he was editor of Fruits magazine for decades, and he has a new autobiography published. It's called Alien Water, a memoir and guide to a life in music. And to go with it, there's a two CD set of selections from across his career. The set is called Onwards. This is Pretty Polly.
He caught it, Pretty Polly, the livelong night. He caught it, Pretty Polly, the livelong night, and left her next morning before it was light. Said Polly, Pretty Polly, come take a walk with me. It's Polly, Pretty Polly, come take a walk with me. Before we get married, some pleasures to see. They walked over hills, valleys so deep. Walked over hills, the valleys so deep. Then at last Pretty Polly began for to weep. Said Willie, oh Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. It's Willie, oh Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. Afraid you might lead my poor body astray. A little further, what did they spy? They walked a little further, what did they spy? But a newly dug grave with a spade lying by. Well, it's Polly, Pretty Polly, you've guessed about right. It's Polly, Pretty Polly, you guessed about right. Well, I dug with that spade best part of last night. And he stabbed her through the heart, and her red blood did flow. He stabbed her through the heart, her heart's blood did flow. And it's into the grave Pretty Polly did go. Started for home. He threw a little earth over, started for home, leaving nothing behind but the wild birds to moan. Well, it's Willie, oh Willie, you've the devil to pay. It's Willie, oh Willie, you've pretty Polly come running away. Pretty Polly, the livelong night. Caught it, pretty Polly, the livelong night. And left her next morning before it was light.
Ian A. Anderson. He slipped in the A to avoid confusion with Ian Anderson, the founder and leader of Jethro Tull. And he had a piece of old American blues there, Pretty Polly, from the collection Onwards, released to go with his memoir. I'm just starting to read it, so I will report. We're playing out with a Fox Hunter's Jig from Fairport Convention, seems appropriate. Thanks for joining me today as we heard songs about foxes. The playlist is going live at wagonload.org as I speak. So, how many things this week? Probably about six. Don't forget Folk Plus is now at 2 p.m. on a Sunday. Give and it shall be given unto you. Ask and you will receive. Drive like a jackass. Please stay tuned for City Arts and Lectures. Next week is the Wagon Load Radio Catskill Fun Drive Special. Bye now. Okay, seven. Close.
Support comes from SUNY Sullivan, featuring the Met, live in HD. Mozart's timeless comedy, Le Nozze di Figaro, runs Saturday, April 26th at 1. From the stage of the Met to SUNY Sullivan, live via satellite. Tickets at sunysullivan.edu. And from The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River. RiverReporter.com.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, our guest is Nigerian writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. She'll talk to host Anna Malaika Tubbs about her new book, Dream Count. It's her first novel since 2013, when she published Americana to critical acclaim. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, this afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.